Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Yeah! My. Praise God for another day. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his peace. Thank God for his understanding, man. It's good to know God is in the midst. Brother man, I was thinking about this morning how the Holy Spirit was covering us in the prayer this morning, you know, how God is, he's a deliverer, man. He wants us to know that we just have faith to call on his name, you know.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
come on in, Brother Randall. You know, he wants to sup with us, man. He want to praise with us this morning, man. He want us to lift him up no matter what circumstances you're in. Lift up the Lord, man. You know, it is there.
Oh,
I find out my little time to live in, Brother Randall. There's nothing too hard for God. Oh, I know him right about.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing.
I'm not.
Somebody talking about, well, they got all this. Man, you know what? If we put focus on the kingdom building, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Man, everything else will fall in line, Brother Brandon. It will fall in line.
Oh, yeah.
What you think about it, brother?
Oh, I you know what I feel about it, my brother. You know what I think about it.
No.
Kingdom building, man. Kingdom building. That's what it's about. Kingdom building. My ghost store or something. You got somebody? Kingdom building. Kingdom building. So, I'm big on kingdom building, as you already know, Brother Eric. I'm big on advancing the kingdom of God. Him, you know, just lifting up his name. I want to lift his name up this morning. I want to talk about them Hebrew names this morning, Brother Eric.
All right.
I want to lift his name up. Because sometimes, you know, we pray to God. You know, we pray to him, our Lord and Savior. But sometimes we need to put specifics on it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on, man. You're on something now.
Oh, yes.
You're
sometimes
on something,
you need to put specifics on it, Brother Eric.
Uh-huh.
When I'm sick. When I'm sick, Brother Ed, I want to pray to Jehovah Jireh, the healer. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to pray to the healer, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I want to put specifics on him when I'm sick, when I'm going through some things, and I'm sick. And I was reading this morning, man,
help us, Lord,
about the different names of the Lord's names. Jehovah Rapha. Like if I'm sick and I'm going through and I'm sick in this time of need, you know, a lot of people's around us sick. Oh, we need to pray to Jehovah Rapha. Because it says in his word, my healer is the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, it said you sent your word and you healed me, my brother. Oh, you forgave all my iniquities and you healed all my diseases. See, when I'm sick, Brother Eric, I'm going somewhere. When I'm sick, I want to pray to him. I want to pray.
I want to
pray to Jehovah Jireh when I'm sick, Brother Eric. Jehovah Rapha, I'm sorry. When I'm not feeling well. Oh,
come on, help me.
I want to pray to him if I'm not feeling good, if I'm going through Corona 19 or whatever I'm going to. I want to put specifics on him. I want to know. I want him to know what I really need from him, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
My.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm gonna lift his name up this morning, my brothers and sisters. I'm gonna lift his name up. I'm gonna talk about different names and what they mean. Help me, Holy Spirit, and what they stand for. Them Hebrew names, Brother Eric.
Make it plain.
Remember my mother and my grandmother being on their face for hours. Praying to them Hebrew names, Brother Ed. See, we was young, we didn't know better. We didn't know what they were really doing. But they was putting specifics on the prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me,
hey,
Lord.
Brother Ed, they was putting specifics on the prayers. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy, Lord. So I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that you use us in a mighty way right now, Lord. Oh, I pray that you help us lift your name up, Lord, because we know if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men into thee. Lord, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus for every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Oh, that they use your word in their everyday lives, Father God, that you give them knowledge, wisdom, understanding of it right now in the name of Jesus. That you have your way in this circle, Lord. That you touch this prayer, Lord. That you continue to give us the increase. That you continue to bless the men of God that's bringing your word forth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you help us speak the word of God boldly, Father God. That you help us fall off our tongues like the rivers of living water. Oh, so I'm praying right now that the meditation of my mind and the words of my mouth be accepted in thy sight right now, Lord. I'm praying that you let your Holy Spirit use me right now to bring forth the kingdom of God. Oh, to bring forth your word, Lord. Oh, not my will, but let your will be done in me. Have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
My brother. I want to lift his name. Can I lift his name up for a minute, Brother Eric?
Oh, man, get in here.
Name up for a minute.
Get in here, man.
I'm
going to
start
on
off. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Help us, Holy Spirit. I'm going to start off with this prayer right here. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, Brother Eric. We all know that's the Lord's Prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, it says, give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debt to us. Oh, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. My. Hallowed be thy name, my brother. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Listen what it read like. Listen what it read like. It says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. It says, I adore you, and I make known to you my adoration and love this day. Go over to Psalms 103, Brother Eric. Go to Psalms 103. I want to see what he means, what he reads like right here.
Psalms 103. All right.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Who forgive all thy iniquity, who heal all thy disease. Oh, Lord Jesus. When I think about this, I still on the blessed part, man. You know, I'm kind of crazy, man. I'm still on the blessed part. Bless the Lord. I don't care what you going through. Bless the Lord.
My.
It gets personal to you, brother. He said, oh, my. He said, it's all within me. Bless the His holy name. When you are praising God, when you like you're on this road right now, when you're praising God, you're lifting God up. Man, you don't give God no half praise. Give God all.
Oh
of
it, no,
man.
You give it all to Him.
Deserve to be lifted up.
You give it all to Him.
Come on.
Oh yes. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inner being with all my body. Praise His holy name, Brother Eric. We lifting His name up today. We ain't gonna ask for nothing else, Brother Eric. We just gonna lift Him up today. It says, praise His holy name. It says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, it says, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. How can you not praise Him? How can you not lift Him up? Help me, Holy Spirit. How can you not praise a God like this, my brothers?
He
said, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with the love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things so that you so that your youth is renewed like the eagle, my brother. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Come on with it now.
Put your finger right there, brother Eric. I'm going somewhere. Listen what it says. I'm reading out the prayer book, and I'm going to the Bible for reference.
Come on with it.
Here's something that don't sound like it's out the word. You know, just bear with me here, brother Ed. It says, listen, I bless your name.
Uh-huh.
Elohim, help me, Holy
uh-huh.
Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. He says, the creator of heaven and earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who was in the beginning? Oh, yeah. It says, it is you who made me, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Who made me. Oh,
uh-huh.
Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. Uh-huh. It is you who made me, my brother.
Uh-huh.
It is you who made me. It is you who made me. I'm going to say that one more time. It is you who made me. And you have crowned me with glory, honor. Help me, Holy Spirit. It says, you are the God of might and strength. Hallowed be thy name. Go over to Genesis 1, Brother Ed. Go over to Genesis. Just go over there anyway, my brother. Go over to Genesis 1.
Just because we're there, huh? Okay.
I want to put specifics on it, Brother Ed. I want to lift his name up. I want to put specifics on it. Oh, when you want to thank him for creating you. Help me, Holy Spirit. You pray to Elohim, help me, Holy Spirit. When you want to put specifics on it, Brother Eric, you want to thank me for keeping you and creating you, you go to Elohim. Listen to what it says. Genesis 1. We should all know this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
Come on, man.
It
in
says,
the beginning?
Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface and of the deep. And the Spirit of God, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, you on something?
Was hovering over the water. Listen to what it read like, brother. Listen to what it read like. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God thought the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. Help me, Holy Spirit. It said, God called the light day. And he called the darkness night. And there...
Yeah.
Was even and evening in the morning, the first day.
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Elohim. Hallowed be thy name. Who was in the beginning? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Who was the creator of heaven and earth,
uh-huh.
Brother Eric? Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name.
Hey, brother. God got so happy. And he said, it is good.
It is good.
He looked at his work, and he said, it is good. He looked at it and said, it was good. That's what I read. I'm sorry.
Come on, brother. Come on, my brother. Come on, now. I'm taking off again. I'm taking off. Hold on one second. I'm going on down to El Shaddai. Help me, Holy Spirit. El Shaddai. Listen to what El Shaddai stands for, brother. It says, I bless your name, El Shaddai, the God Almighty. Bless. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He says, you are the beastie one who nurtures and supplies. You are all bountiful and all significant. Hallowed be thy name.
Yeah, help us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, one second.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My. He said, you are the beastie one, Brother Eric.
You are the beastie one.
Listen to what it read like. Listen to what it read like over in.
Listen to what it read like over in
Philippians 4. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. He say,
okay.
Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. my brothers and sisters. Hold on, now I missed something right here. Listen, I'm gonna go up some, right here. It says, and my God will meet all your needs accordingly to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. To our God and our Father be the glory. Amen, amen. Listen to what it says. He said, the God Almighty of blessings, brother. El Shaddai.
All right.
God Almighty of blessings. So when you need to be blessed, help me, Holy Spirit. When you bless, when He bless you with something, you bless. You want to put some specifics on it. You pray to El Shaddai. You want to put specifics on it because He's the God of blessings. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh yeah.
You want to pray to El Shaddai. Taking off again, brother Ed. I'm taking off again. We're going to talk about Eldonai.
Mm-hmm.
I bless your name, Eldonai. It says, Eldonai, my Lord and my Master. You are Jehovah. Help me, Holy Spirit. It says, the complete self-existing one.
All right.
Always present. Revealed in Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, evermore. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
hallowed be thy name.
Don't change.
Hallowed
he don't
be
change.
Thy name. Oh, he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, my brother. My brother, listen to what it reads like over in Hebrews. Hebrews 13 and 8. Listen to what it reads like. I'm going to start at 7. Right. It says, remember your leaders, help me, Holy Spirit, who spoke the word of God to you. Oh, my God. Listen to what it reads like. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Oh yeah. It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Forevermore.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He don't change.
I'm gonna say that one more time. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to what it reads like. I'm gonna read a little more. Since we right here, since something slapped me in my face, brother Ed, it says, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Listen to what it says. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. Oh, my God. My God. Don't put that junk in your spirit, brother Ed. Don't continue to eat that junk. It's no good for you, man. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Oh, I'm going to keep on going because Hebrews got me over here. He got me stuck right here. It says, we have an altar for which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of the animals into the most holy place as a sin offering. But the bodies are burned outside the camp. Oh,
there's a reason why.
So Jesus also suffered outside the city gates to make the people holy through his own blood, brother Eric.
It's in the book.
It's in the book, my brother. It's in the book. Eldonai, my Lord and my Master. He did all this for me. Help me, Holy Spirit. He did all this for me. Jehovah Jireh.
All right. Tell us about it.
I bless your name. The one who sees my needs and provides for me.
He's a provider.
And provides them. Brother Eric, I read somewhere he say, he provides all your needs accordingly to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I read somewhere else where he say, He opened up the windows of heaven and pour out so many blessings that you can't receive them all, brother Ed. I read somewhere else where it say, he know what you need before you even need it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jehovah Jireh, he provides all your needs.
Yeah.
He provides all
I like
your needs. My.
I like that.
This is what it really like.
Yeah. Come on,
I bless your name, Jehovah Rapha. We're calling on the Hebrew names this morning, brother. We're lifting his name up now.
Jehovah Rapha. Oh, he say my healer and the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. Oh my God. He say you sent your word and you healed me, Brother Eric. Oh, you sent your word and you healed me. You forgave all my iniquities and you healed all my diseases. Hallowed be thy name, Jehovah Rapha. Go over to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, Brother Eric. 7 and 14.
Oh, this my
7 and 14.
Call by my name. The humble themselves.
Come on, my brother. Tell us what it is over there so we ain't got to. Tell us what it is.
Seek my face. Hey, then I will hear and heal they lay.
Oh, yeah.
Something you know, in my heart, brother, man. Something just is in my heart. Can I say it one more time?
It's death.
Which are called by my name to humble and pray and seek my face and turn He said, look at what he said. This is the King James. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive them their sins. And I will heal their land.
My.
He's a healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
Yeah.
Jehovah Rapha, my brother. Holy Spirit. Jehovah Rapha.
He's my healer, brother Eric.
Oh, he the one that make all bitter experiences. He make them turn around and make them sweet for me. Help me, Holy Spirit. He healed me of all my diseases, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name. We lifting his name up this morning, my brothers. We lifting his name up.
Hey, Brother Randy, before you leave that, you know, can I say something, man? He put some emphasis on the thing that we got to do. You know, so we got a part to do. We want God to heal us, but he wants us to do something, too. He wants us to be humble.
Oh, yeah.
He wants us to come before humble, and he wants us to turn at 180. He wants us to turn but cause him not to heal you. That's the kind of God we see, man.
My.
He said, I will hear from heaven. That's what he said now.
Oh, yeah. I'm gone, brother. Jehovah Nisi, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, you are my victory, my banner, and my standard. Your banner over me is love. Help me, Holy Spirit. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift up a stand against him. Hallowed be thy name. Go over to Psalms 110, Brother Eric. Psalms 110.
Uh-oh. We're doing something with that, boy. You're doing something.
Oh, yes. Go over to Psalms 110, Brother Eric.
The Lord.
Jehovah Nisi. We put some Pacifics on this thing today. Oh yeah,
yes,
we put some Pacific. We lifting his name up, Brother Eric.
Yeah, he move. You moving
put
somebody?
His name up today.
Yes, sir.
My. Listen to what it read like.
Uh-huh.
The Lord says to my Lord. It says, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, Jehovah Nisi. He say, when the enemy come in like a flood, Brother Eric, help me, Holy Spirit. Lift up a stand. Oh, my God. Listen to what he say. Sit at my right hand. Help me, Holy Spirit, with this. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemy a footstool to your feet. It says, the Lord will extend your mighty specter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Oh, my God. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Listen to what it read like. I'm going to keep on going. It says, your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy slander. Your young man will come to you like dew from the morning womb. He's going to prepare Jehovah Nisi. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
My. I'm gone, Brother Eric. I'm gone.
You gone?
Jehovah. Salam, yeah. Jehovah Salam.
All right. Come on with it.
Bless your name. Help me, Holy Spirit. You are my peace, the peace which transcends all understanding. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with this. You are my peace, the peace which transcends all understanding, which guards and mounts guard over my heart and my mind, Brother Ed, in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
hallowed be thy name. Go over to Philippians 4:7, Brother Ed.
Okay, it's in there.
Yes, sir. Go on over Philippians 4:7. Go on.
Okay, we're going to go on go over there.
Go on over there.
Yeah, we over
there
now.
I'm gonna start at 6. I like to get it all, brother. I like to get it all. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Listen to what it reads, like, brother Eric.
It says,
"And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus."
Jehovah Salam.
We lifting his name up today, Brother Ed. We lifting his name up today. Oh, my. I'm going to read that one more time so we get it. Now, I'm going to go up a little bit more. Rejoice in the Lord always. I like that, Brother Ed. He said, "I will say it again. Rejoice." Oh, my.
Yeah.
He said, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving," give them thanks before you do anything, "present your request to God."
That's it, brother Eric.
It's some meat right there. Present your request to God with thanksgiving in your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I like that.
"And the peace of God," he said, "after all this, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." My.
Yes, sir. It's a hard thing. Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep on going since you said it's a hard thing, brother. And listen what it reads.
Yeah, it's hard.
It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whoever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy," listen to what it says. "Think about such things." Help me, Holy Spirit. "Think about such things. Whatever you have learned and received or heard from me, or see in me, put it into practice, my brother." It says, "And God, and the God of peace, will be with you." Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm ready to throw this thing down. Brother.
Don't throw yours down. Let me read the King James. Don't throw yours on down.
Come on, brother.
Let me read it, man. You don't mind my reading, man. It's something about this King James, man. Look at this King James, but I'm gonna do like you. I'm gonna go with you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And you know why he was saying this? Because he was talking to some laborers. It's gonna be on the battlefield. You know, you're going to go through some things and hardship, Brother Randy. You're going to look at life, and you're going to have to rejoice, even when you are by yourself. Because sometimes you got to walk by yourself in this race sometimes. But I learned you really ain't walking by yourself because the Holy Ghost is with you. Watch this now. I'm almost
wrong.
Let the Father's race be known to all men. The Lord, look what he said, is at hand. when they see you, you might know my story, but you don't know the end of it.
He got
me in hand, brother man. You started this. I ain't gonna throw my eyes out the window yet. And he said, "I'm gonna hold you, brother man.
I want to hold you, brother. I'm holding my hand because I see things coming your way you don't see. Well, let me hold you in your hand. When it do come, you'll look up and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Hey.
Yes, Lord. Hey.
Hey. Look what he did then. Look what he did. He said, be careful. I'm almost home now. Be careful.
My.
Look what he said. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Be known unto God. Hey, he said, take it to me. I can have it. Give it to me. I can have it. Make
yes,
everything.
Lord. Yes.
If
yes.
you think you got it all right,
yes.
if you think hold on to it, give it to God, man. Put it in his hand and in his heart. I guarantee he'll make it work. Now, I'm out of here when I say this. In the peace of God. Hey, in the peace of God. In the peace of God. I've been in church a little while. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should what?
Keep your heart
and your mind through Christ Jesus. Now, there's some things going on in our life. We just can't fix it, man. We look at it, man.
I'm trying to tell you, you own something. You own it.
We're on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Let somebody talk to us, and as we talked, they were talking to us. That didn't help. But boy, when you got in the Word, and somewhere down the line, you said you saw your grandmama praying one day, you saw your mother praying one day. You might can't emulate the words they say, but God gave your own tune. You know, your tune might be, mine might be different, but yours, Randy. I just looked up to the sky and said, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't know how to say all the words like these other brothers do and these sisters, but Lord, have mercy on me. God cares about us, man. He wants to open up, man. Don't be stubborn with the praise. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you want to be stubborn, be stubborn with righteousness. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to be stubborn, be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Anybody can be a fool. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You did that, man. I'm out of here, man.
You gone. Don't go nowhere
yet.
Don't go nowhere yet. We're going to talk about Jehovah. Jehovah Rabbah. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Jehovah Rabbah. Listen to what it reads
like.
Come on
with
it.
Yes, sir.
Says, Jehovah Rabbah, you are my shield, and I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallowed be thy name. We're looking his name up today, Brother Eric. Go to Psalms 23. Help me, Holy Spirit. Go to Psalms 23, Brother Eric.
Oh, yes.
He made
me lie down.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Can we praise his name right now a little bit, Brother Eric? Help me with this.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, help me with this. I throw this ball down. I lack nothing. Oh, he told me I lack nothing, Brother Eric. He lies me down in green pasture. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul, Brother Eric. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
Uh-huh.
Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, my brother, help me, Holy Spirit. I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Help me with this, Brother Eric, please, man. Oh, he gave me all Jehovah Rabbi. Help me, Holy Spirit. When I'm in a bad spot, I'm praying for him. I'm lifting his name up, Brother Eric. I'm praying to Jehovah Rabbi. He said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Help me, Holy Spirit. You anoint my head with oil. My cup run over. My cup overflow, Brother Eric. Oh, hey. It says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hey, Brother Randy, I got stuck again. You know, you can't be reading that fast. You left me behind because I'm still, the Lord is my shepherd, man. I feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. I got to hold on to that shepherd. That shepherd do, right? They taught us when we was a little lad, right? See, the shepherd.
Sheep, right?
And the shepherd got this old hook, you know, and it had a little curve to it, and he tried to keep the sheep in line, and they'd be all on the same line, and one might run off, Brother Randy, and instead of him leading the other one, he'd just stick his rod out there and pull the other one back over so he'd get back in line with the other group. I don't know about you, might get out of line. Sometimes you might weave and ball and hit your head. But I find out you're in a good spot if you hit your knee. Pray for the Lord to ask you to give you some strength and get back on board.
Yeah.
It ain't how you fall.
Oh,
it's just how you get on board. I know I'm right about it. He's a good shepherd. He's a good
shepherd.
He's a good shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
We lift his name up this morning, my brother. Oh, we praise him. We lift his name up. We lift his name up. Jehovah Samurai. It says, the one who will never leave you or forsake you. Help me,
yes, sir.
Holy Spirit. You are always there.
Yes, sir.
I take comfort and I'm encouraged and confidently and boldly say, help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord is my helper, Brother Eric. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified, because the Lord is with me. It says right here in the Word, what can man do to me, Brother Eric? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me with this. Go to Hebrews 13:5, Brother Eric.
You said Hebrews or Bruce? What's
that, man? Hebrews, man. Hebrews, not Bruce.
Okay.
Hebrews.
Okay.
I know it's bruising you up right now, but Hebrews.
I hear you, Brother D. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brother D drop.
Okay, come on. Hey,
listen what it reads like.
Listen
what it reads like. It says, keep your lives free from love of money. And be content with what you have. Because God has said.
But yeah,
listen what it reads like, Brother Eric. It, keep your lives free from the love of money.
Uh-oh.
And be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. We say with confidence, Brother Eric. I say with confidence, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can what can anybody do to me, my brother?
Ooh,
we lifting his name up this morning. We lifting his name up this morning, Brother Eric. Oh, what can man do to me?
Can you back up and read that? I heard something in there. Can you back up and read a few of the lines and say it?
Come on,
Spirit, man. You're helping me out a little bit.
Come on, brother.
I read something because I thought I heard something.
What do you want me to go back to?
Just go back by 5 cents.
The love of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep your lives free from that. The love of money. And be confident.
Yeah.
Be content with what you got.
Yeah. There you go.
Because God has said, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. My. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal do to me? What can man do to me? What can a man do to me, Brother Ed? I'm going to keep on going. There's some meat down here. It's some meat down here. It says, remember your leader. Help me, Holy Spirit, who spoke the word of God to you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it says, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate it, like we just read a few minutes ago, Brother Eric. But it's telling me to read it. The Spirit telling me to read it one more time. Imitate their faith. Oh, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Spirit don't telling me to read it one more time. Mm-hmm. Oh, help us, Holy Spirit. My. I'm gone, Brother Eric. I'm gone. It says, El Yon. Listen to what it reads like. It says, I worship and adore you, El Yon, the Most High God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Who is the first cause of everything, the processor of the heavens and the earth. It says, you are the everlasting God, the great God. Put some specifics on that thing. We're lifting his name up, Brother Ed. He said, you are the living God, the merciful God, the faithful God, the mighty God.
You are a true death, righteous, and perfection. You are the Most High Savior of the heavens in the earth. Hallowed be thy name. My. Oh, it says, Father, you have exalted above all else your name. Oh, we look at his name of today, Brother Ed. Oh, you have exalted above all else your name. Your word and you have magnified your word today. Help me, Holy Spirit, above all your name. It says the word was made flesh and dwells amongst us right now, brothers and sisters. And his name is Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and thank God. My. I'm gone, Brother Eric. I'm gone.
Where you going? you gone, man. You leaving us, man. Hey, man, don't leave us, man. Hey. When you were reading, I'm putting a ton of do something with this. I'm trying to connect this. When you were reading, right, and every little thing you were saying, it had praise in it. It had praise in it. You were lifting God's name up. You know,
I'm lifting
God's name up, Brother D. It was lifting him up. And when I say that, I say this here, man, is it ever time to lift God's name up and praise it? It is right today. You know what I'm talking about? Circumstances going to be what it is, man. Sometimes, you know, there's nothing going on this earth God don't know nothing about. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've been around for just a little bit. He even hears our thoughts, man. He hears what we're doing right now. So what your praise do is allow God to come in someone's heart and come in somebody's heart. Maybe they can woke up there and tell some kind of thing. I didn't know how I was going to make it. You know what I'm talking about? I just want to wake up here something positive. I want to start my day off with something positive. Yeah, it might get a little bad later. It might be a little rough later on. But I found out in this journey, well, if you keep your hand in God's hand, like you just said.
Oh, yeah.
If you keep your hand in God's hand. And you know what? You might not know every scripture in the Bible. Don't even worry about that. What you need to do is get a personal relationship with him. You need to get connected. And when you get connected to him, you'll know how to stay with the master. See, the master won't us, man. Look at what I say, he won't us. He don't want nobody to be lost. God don't want no person to be lost. You can serve God as much as you want to serve him. You get closer to him as much as you want to get close to him. You know, I learned about that, Brother Randy, because I had to try him one day. Yeah, I heard about him. But then when I started trying him, I started trusting in him. I woke up one day, my knee was hurt. You know, I woke up another day, my back was hurt. I woke up another day, my head was. He's still God. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, he's still God.
He still needs to be lifted up. He might not take the pains out your body. Hey, he might not take them pains out your body. He might not give you the problems out your way. But he'll give you something to sustain you on there. That's the kind of God we get.
Yeah.
He'll have your story, man. People could know your story, man, and see you get up every day happy. Thanking God. He's faking. He's faking. But you don't know the God I see. He woke me up this morning.
He
gave us a friend today, brother. We can rejoice. You know, we didn't have to
clap my.
But now we wake up early in the morning just to give him thanks. You know, sometimes we just want to wave our hands at him, Brandon. We want to wave our hands at him. I know you went through all of the. I found out he told Moses, when they asked you who I am, you tell Pharaoh, I am sent you. You don't have to worry about it. What do you mean? I'm telling you, God, if God tell you to do something, trust him. One thing he don't do, he don't lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He don't lie.
My.
He don't lie.
he provides, brother.
Brother D, do we lie, Brother D?
Couldn't if he tried, my brother. Couldn't if he tried.
My God.
I was listening to my brother speak. I heard you when you said, Brother Eric said, I'm still stuck on the shepherd. And I didn't get past that night. I didn't make it past the shepherd. Because the one thing I heard him say a long, long time ago, he said, my sheep know my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger. Now, Father, aren't you glad you know his voice?
Oh,
I'm so
yeah.
Glad. I hear my brother saying we got to give emphasis on this name of Jesus. You know, on that
oh,
name
yeah.
of God. But I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah.
A stranger.
Oh, yeah.
I can't follow. I hear prayer again. He just don't make. He's unmistakable. You understand what I'm saying? God couldn't make a mistake if he tried. Even if he tried, he just can't do it. Because any time a man can say, let there be. He looked down at Brother D. White, but then he said, let there be peace.
Yeah.
He looked down over this morning and he said, let there be peace.
Yeah.
And, you hear what I'm saying? I went to bury a friend yesterday, but he told me, let there be peace.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad that I know that I got peace. In the midst of the storm,
I
have peace. Let that
yes,
be. Anytime a man can just speak it, and think this, how can you not serve a God like this?
God like this.
Let that
yes,
be.
Lord.
Let that be. I'm so glad that I know it's going, brother. And a stranger, I can't follow.
My.
I know it's going. Greg, hit me in the head. The sheriff still stuck on the shepherd. And that's the funny thing to the shepherd's wife. He said, stranger, they won't follow.
My God.
Yes, sir.
My God.
You got that.
Hey, it's funny. It ain't funny, Eric. It's like you say, it's confirmation. You know, earlier I was talking about Matthew 4 and 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my daily word comes from Matthew 7 and 7.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to read
yeah.
from 7 down to 10, and then I'm going to give you the inspiration to it. I got my Bible today. And it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and it shall find you. Knock,
yes,
and it shall be open unto you.
Yes,
for everyone that asks it, receives it.
Come
and
on,
he that seeks it, finds it. And to him that knocks, it shall be open. Or, what man in is there of you whom, if his son asks for bread, will be he given him stone? Or seek, or if he asks a fish, will he give a serpent? I'm going to keep on reading for a minute. I'm going down
to
the left. If you then, being even knowing how to give good gifts unto your child, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, gave good things to you, good to them that asked of him? And the inspiration came, says.
One more.
You want me to read that one more? Okay, number 12 says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that man should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the and the prophet.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and the prayer. It says, inspiration. Prayer is also required that you be persistent. We have to incorporate faith into our prayer in order for them to be effective. When we are praying, we should not be moved by what we do or what we don't do. Seek. Maintain the belief that your prayer will come to you fruitfully. Don't pray for a place of begging. Pray in a manner that speaks victory and thanksgiving, because your prayer will be surely answered. It's saying there, you don't, because you pray for something and you don't see it right then, don't mean it ain't coming. Don't mean it ain't already done. It tells you to hold, keep your faith. That's what it's telling you. And when you pray for it, you know, you got to be. You got to be sincere with it. You got to come from the heart with it. Just cause you can't just say, I want, like right now, I hope I get this stimulus check. I hope I do this. No, you just pray that God see your way out. God help me. And it'll come to you. You know,
yes, sir.
Sometimes
yes, sir.
We pray for material things and and
come on, help.
We really need to pray for understanding.
Oh,
that's what he's basically saying.
Oh,
and
Eric,
I had an epiphany yesterday.
Come on,
I've been talking about the mustard seed, right?
Oh,
and I thought about something. You know, I told you how it grew from a seed to this big old vegetable to feed the world. That but I thought about something.
Come on,
you got to humble yourself and be patient.
Uh-oh.
Because you can't put that seed in the ground. You can't put that seed in the ground today and go out there and think it's a full vegetable tomorrow.
Come on,
you
got to
water it and take time. So what I'm saying is I got my seed in the ground. It's being watered.
Right.
I got to start putting that fertilizer on it more and more every day and watch it grow. It just every time I think about it, it's something different sticks out. And that patience, for some reason, patience stood out yesterday. Just being patient.
It'll come.
Can't rush it.
When you rush it,
it may not be good.
Hey, right there, nothing. See, God want to use us. Watch this.
Yes,
we are a prodigal of what he can do. We're not no overnight sensation. He's carving things out of us. Because I've learned in the Word my soul time, the closer you get to His Word, the closer you start trying to apply the Word in your heart, trust me, you're going to start thinking about things for yourself. You're going to start thinking about it because the Holy Spirit resides in you. And when it resides in you, look how nothing been reading that scripture right there. I say over a month now, and every time you tell me something, you get something different out of it. Oh, I know him right about it.
He looked at it and
seeing something different out of it. We can, the scripture that Brother Rand has been reading, Brother Dean, all of myself been reading, we can come back 2 months later, he'll give us a different revelation in it. Not saying we misunderstood the first time, but that's what he gives us in parts. Oh, I know him right about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I just wanted to interject in that, Brother Nutty.
No, you're good. I just had to come out. I just had to say it. I mean, I thought about it yesterday after the show. A lot of people miracle grow and all this and try to rush it. Then you get it, you cook it, it don't taste the same. So you got to be patient with it. You can't rush it.
Yes, Lord.
Even rushes may be bitter to you. May not taste good to you. You want to spit it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I had to say today. I'm sitting back and enjoying. Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
Yes.
I'll go back and say that again. You know, I told you this morning when I heard you, that Matthew 5, 10, 10 and 1 through 6, 10 through 16, you were shining today, driver. You shining. You got that light bright.
Hey, well, that ain't me, brother. No, it's just the Holy Spirit using me, man,
That's love.
No credit go to me. All praise and honor and glory go to my Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Right, me.
Yes.
My.
Back out over here on mute. Anybody else would like to say something? I'm going to get out the way and let them.
Okay.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides. God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down. Everything you thought you knew.
That's
pretty good.
good.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. 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 Glory.
You know,
glory.
I want to thank God, glory. Man. God is moving in, on the show, man, because he's opened up our heart to be able to receive him. And he gives thanks. You know, we don't have to know everything, but, you know, man, you have to serve for yourself, man. We learned in our word that you have to search out your own salvation, you know. You got to serve for yourself. You can lead, they say, you can lead those horse to the water, but they got to what? They have to do their own drinking, don't they?
My.
I thank you, man. I thank you. My brother coming on saying something, you know.
Oh,
man, I'm telling you, God has done a great thing today, man. You know,
one thing I know for sure without a shadow of a doubt, if his name be lifted up,
no,
you're all man. Know that without a shadow of a doubt.
Hey, look what he did to us. He drove us. He drew us up.
Glory, 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 glory.
Definitely just keep with this show, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, who just pray to them with themselves all the time, and you know, they want other people to fellowship with. And I mean, y'all don't realize it, but y'all do speak out to a lot of people, even if they don't talk. Just keep it going.
Yeah. My God. Thank you. Thank you. People prayed up. That's all right. We understand the encouragement, man, because, you know, that's what it's about. And we're all a family, you know. We believe that. No matter where you can be, east, west, south, and north, man, we all brothers and sisters, you know, trying to do that one thing. You know, trying to stop the purge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. What you got there, buddy?
Oh, no, I was just telling everybody, great show. And, y'all just don't know. When I was talking, I was getting a little happy over him. Got a little jittery, nervous there. I was feeling something. When I was talking about my. You're right. I've been talking about that mustard seed for a while, and yesterday it come from a whole different angle.
Don't be scared of
someday.
Be scared of the Holy Spirit.
That's all I got to say, y'all. I'm good over here.
Don't be scared of the Holy Spirit, buddy.
As long as you got faith, you
can do this. Man, this
yep. Who what?
My. So there, you want prayers on out of here, man. We can get on and out of here.
I think everybody that shared it with that came on. I appreciate everybody that came on.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Keep praying for us, man. Keep praying for us. Yeah, you know, I said church. Can I say church anyway?
Yeah.
Keep praying for us, church. Keep praying for us. It's such a God's will. Master's hand, you know. Let's look at this. Let's thank God for this, just for a minute. Let's thank God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to you, Lord. We thank you for what you already done and what you're about to do, even in this day, Lord. But Lord, we want to thank you for all the words that went up, Lord. Let it touch our heart, Lord, to not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. We thank you, Lord, for the messenger as he labored in the word, Lord. Lord, I just believe, Lord, I've been taught, Lord, that when we pray for the man of God, the blessing in the house will be a blessing on the house, Lord. So, Lord, have your way in his house, Lord, and not through the land. Anybody on this phone, Lord, that came out to listen, Lord, let that seed, Lord, as it's been watering, Lord, let it increase in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, help our strength, Lord. Help us when we're weak here, Lord. Give us peace, Lord, when we're worrying about things, Lord. Physically, Lord, help us, Lord. You know our whereabouts in our body, Lord. Lord, sometimes it might be a mental thing, Lord. We ask you to touch that as well, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we love you, Lord. We know that without you, there is no other God, Lord. So we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
to praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from